Now then, my husband and I...
I'm sorry, what?
Just go with it. That's what you told me in Cressy, wasn't it?
That was different.
Trust me, this always works. My husband and I are on our honeymoon, aren't we, darling?
Oh, yes. Honeymoon. Darling.
Oh. Something they teach you day two of the time agency. Was it day three? Never start a pitch laser battle in enclosed metal spaces. Oh, murder on the power cells.
Give it up, Kira. It's only a matter of time.
Listen, I really don't mind if you lock me up. Yeah, can we rewind to when you said you were going to do that?
Hands up.
It's a bit cold, so I'd rather keep them together if it's all the same to you. Let's start over. I'm
Kira Sandstrom. Or at least you look like it.
Oh, Doctor, it's me, the real Kira. You have to save me, please. Kira Sandstrom died for nothing.
Hello, friends. I urge you today to take a moment and think about the way the world makes you feel. Here in this car, I can feel the slight wind on my arms, tickling me gently like the caress of a lover.
Bhakti Sharma was born in India and grew up in a city called Udaipur, the city of lakes, nestled in the mountains of the Thar Desert.
So, who's that present for?
Oh, you.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mint.
I'd open it up if I were you before you get too excited. I've had it a while. I probably should have. I mean, in my mind, you're still 10 years old.
I'm sure it'll be great. Oh.
You hate it.
No. It's, well, I used to love this game.
Past tense.
No, I do. I do.
Sorry, Jeet. I'm such a rubbish aunt.
Ah, Mrs. Chandola. I trust everything is in order with the accommodation.
Please, call me Pia, Mr. Madani.
In that case, I'm Farhad.
Then I'm delighted to tell you, Farhad, that everything is just perfect. It's a truly lovely apartment and so tastefully decorated.
An artist's eye.
Of course.
Well, the bracelet was found with the very first dragon, and it has been passed down ever since, Nani said. And as for what the charms do, just know they will help you when you need them the most. Then there were footsteps outside Luma's room. Tamir sat up, suddenly wide awake. He did a big shake and was no longer a dragon, but the puppy from before.
Hello? Sorry, Mummy. Sorry I haven't been answering the phone. I'm just really busy, like really, really busy. I have so many assignments and exams and assignments that are also exams and societies and commitments and I just have a lot to do and so little time to do it. And I can't have interruptions or distractions. I can't have my phone buzzing non-stop. I can't stop to answer you every call and every question. I can't tell you your Gmail password every day. I can't tell you what time I wake up and what time I go to bed and what I eat and when I go to the toilet. And I don't have time to listen to you